In the season of 1925-26, excavators of the Egyptian Antiquities Service discovered 11 wooden statues in the tomb of Merti at Saqqara, the great royal cemetery south of Giza. Merti was a high official and provincial governor at the end of the 5th dynasty. 5 of Merti's statues were acquired by the Metropolitan Museum from the Egyptian government. These two represent Merti and a woman, probably his wife. They were not intended originally to form a pair, but they're displayed here because they're the best preserved of the group. The other 3 are in the case behind you. Old Kingdom artists use different conventions for rendering male and female bodies. The man is all youthful vigor. His shoulders are square, and the athletic musculature of his torso, arms, and legs shows off his strength. The long staff and scepter in his hands indicate high social status, and his carefully pleated kilt and fine wig underline his courtly position. Like nearly all Egyptian statues of men, Merti sets his left leg forward so that his stance demonstrates action and rest at the same time. The woman is represented in a less active pose. Her arms hang at her sides and her feet are together. Dorothea Arnold, Lila Acheson Wallace curator in charge of the Department of Egyptian Art, comments.
If you look at this statue, of course, you see very much how it is emphasized that she is a woman, and with her body being different from the man. And one always should remember here that for the very much agricultural society of the Old Kingdom, the woman's ability to bear children was a very important part of her life and her status in society too. Although in Old Kingdom, again, women could have offices and women were not at all only confined to the house. Ancient Egyptian women had an amazingly high status for ancient culture, especially legally, where they were equal to men.